Hello, Freedom Nation. It's Jeff here once again with the Freedom Nation podcast. And today we're going to have a good time because I am speaking to Charlie Johnson, the Chief Conscience Officer, our Chief Consciousness Officer. So this will be a fun show because you may not know what he means. And quite frankly, I want to learn more about that and a little bit about the book he wrote, which I think is a very intriguing premise. So stay tuned. We'll be right back on in just one second.
Welcome to the Freedom Nation Podcast with Jeff Kickle. On this show, Jeff shares his expertise in financial and retirement planning from a different perspective. Planning for your Freedom Day, which is the first day that you wake up and have enough income or assets and do not have to go to work that day. Learn how to calculate what you need, how to generate income sources, and listen to interviews from others who've done it themselves. Get ready to experience your own Freedom Day.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Charlie, how are you, my friend?
Beautiful, man. Thanks for having me on.
I am excited to have you on. Looking forward to hearing a little bit about what's going on in your world. So first off, why don't you share with us your story? How did you get to where you are today as the Chief Consciousness Officer?
What do they say? Necessity is the mother of invention?
Absolutely.
Okay. So this position is, in a sense, is a creation of my very unique background. And that background started in Utah. Utah is very Mormon, very religious. We were not. But I only say that because we weren't atheist. We weren't Catholic. We weren't Buddhist. We weren't spiritual. It was just not in our awareness. Our parents never talked about it. We weren't for it. We weren't against it. Right. So the book we'll talk about, the consciousness, everything, it started very young. I didn't know it. I didn't do well with kids my age. I was hired on to a company at 16, getting the garbage, running the bank, getting coffee, just doing whatever. But I loved being around adults. So when I was around adults, I was at work. I was a sponge. I loved asking questions. I loved being around the executives. I loved just learning everything I could possibly learn. Again, parents, blue collar, no business background, no college education, nothing. But I really latched on to business. I really understood what was going on. It was very quick. The lady who saw something in me that no one else saw, she passed away unexpectedly a few years into the business. So myself and another guy that was a couple years older than me, we were in our very early 20s when she passed away. She passed away on a Saturday. We took over on a Monday. And it's not a big business, but it was 150 employees, right?
Yeah.
So we were bliss.
That's a pretty damn big business for the vast majority of them that are out there.
Yeah. We were blissfully ignorant to what we had to do. If anyone were to give us a plan or like an outline of what needed to get done, we probably would have said no. We probably would have brought in another CEO or someone, but we just took it over. We did the sales, the marketing, the trade shows. He and I just traveled all around. He was back end operations. I was the face, sales and marketing. Traveled like 2 million miles within 7 years, did really well with that business. And then I developed a fear of flying after flying 2 million miles. Okay. Well, this has nothing to do with the fear of flying. This had to do with the universe. The universe needed me out of that business. I would have never left there if I didn't develop the fear of flying. I loved it. The culture was incredible. Never lost employees. We loved everything about it. The fear of flying creeped in and it got to the point where I just had to leave. I had to take off because I wasn't doing what I was supposed to be doing. I was on a plane to Europe 2 months later.
Okay.
It had nothing to do with the fear of flying.
Yeah.
It was just, it knew it needed to get me out. During that time, I took over the Pay It Forward Foundation. Famous one with the book and the movie, right? So again, I was traveling all around the world, getting tens of millions of people involved. It was great. I went from for-profit to nonprofit, right? I did what typical humans do. I went from one extreme to the next.
Sure.
And that was incredible. That was a good time. During that time is when, because of the shift from leaving the for-profit, you, me, and most of your listeners, what do? We do self-development. We want to know what we're missing. Why did this happen? How do I get better? How do I get intelligent? How do I build my internal structure? I was crossing paths with the normal coaches and they couldn't help me.
Yeah.
They were reluctant. They yeah. couldn't answer my questions. And apparently my questions were a little bit deeper than normal. Well, I finally crossed paths with one that said, I can't help you, but what I think you need is a teacher.
So interesting.
Because I didn't have a religious background or a spiritual background, when they said teacher, like, I need to go back to college. Yeah. What kind of teacher are you? Truly, I didn't know. They said, like, a teacher, spiritual teacher. And that's the first time I heard that. No clue where to go, nor did they know how to point me in the right direction. They could send me to another coach that couldn't help. But yeah. luckily, the universe stepped in and had me cross paths with an 85-year-old man who is the first person you'll meet in the book, called Spiritual Dick. His name's Dick Birch. Mm. And that name has many meanings, because I met him in a sauna. Okay. I was fully clothed, as I am now. He wasn't. He was polar opposite. I was sitting. He was standing. So you can understand where my eye level was.
Yep.
He came up to me, first thing out of his mouth, and said, I feel like I've known you from a past life. I have no, like, again, no background. I said, first of all, you know, take a seat. I don't want to be staring at that. Second of all, what do you mean by past life? He just opened up. He was a typical Utah, so he didn't have anyone to speak with about this type of stuff. Mm-hmm. Books, I had a lot of questions. He taught me about meditation. He had me meet his meditation teacher and on. After all of that, most people would have been completely satisfied and loved it and said, appreciate it, just moved on. Yeah. For some reason, the question inside me said, there's got to be more. Mm-hmm. So I asked the meditation teacher, is there more? And he said, yes, there is another individual that's incredibly high level. I have not sent anyone to him in over a decade. You just don't want to mess with this guy. You don't waste his time. I said, okay, call him. He's like, well, you can't waste his time. I'm like, I never wasted your time. You saw how aggressive I was. Do you think I'm going to waste your time? Mm-hmm. Well, during that time, he did connect me. I had a picture of Steve Jobs on my phone. And I was put a dent in the universe, Walter Isaacson book, everything there was to do with Steve Jobs, I loved. I knocked on his door. He opened the door. He was Steve Jobs. He was a spitting image. Same bald head, same light beard, same round glasses. So I wasn't looking for Steve Jobs. I was looking for him.
Yeah.
I told him, I don't know why, but anything you tell me to do, I'm going to do.
Hmm.
Okay. So during that process, he had me read all the books. He had me do certain things that very few people do. He had me meditating. He had me doing everything necessary. The big difference was, he wasn't teaching me to fill my mind that was already full and overwhelmed and full of anxiety and everything else like everyone else. He was teaching me all of these books, all of these religions, all of this politics, all of this philosophy, all of this understanding and history, so I could get to the point and realize, wow, this is all coming from the same source. How can all of these religions believe they're right and the others are wrong? How can a Republican be at the throat of a Democrat and vice versa? Why is there so much division and conflict if these adults who are intelligent, very well educated, how have we done this since the beginning of time and no one's ever said, my side is better, your side's terrible, your side's ruining the world, but the other side believes the same thing about me? Has anyone ever said, what's the difference? Has anyone said, what's, you know, the question is, heads or tails, what's better? Mm. Well, most people say they're the same. No shit. So why are we picking sides? Which leads to the book, Truth Has No Sides, which led to this. This position is critical for businesses moving forward. Just like 30 years ago when technology took over and people started hiring chief technology officers. Because no one knew how to do URLs, put up a website or code. So they needed someone. Yeah. Consciousness is the last frontier.
Okay.
And this is not spiritual. This is tactical. This is everything. Everything physical and non-physical is consciousness. So really quickly, and I'll stop there. Consciousness is like the metaphor of the wise fish swimming through the ocean. Walks by or swims by two young fish and says, hey boys, how's the water? The two young fish look at each other and say, what's water? You, me, and all your listeners are swimming in consciousness right now.
Yeah.
The issue is, we haven't known that. We've had a blank check into this vast resource. We've cashed it for $100. That's a vast waste of resources. So now that we're bringing awareness to this, everyone at every level of company, no matter if they're sitting in a cubicle starting their own business or they have their business and they feel like they're in prison, no matter what, we can now understand that the source is consciousness. All we've been using is this middleman mind, and it causes all the issues, all of them.
I love that. I mean, it's, and I think it's just absolutely true that, and I think it's, I don't know. I mean, you look at history and yes, there's been conflict and all that, but I don't know if there's been a worse time. And it's, I think it's largely because of this massive amount of technology that gets blasted at us on any living basis, and the algorithms that can kind of tweak it to whatever you believe in or whatever. But I think I agree with you. I think it's a time to go, all right, you need to step back almost a little bit and look at what it is. So how do we do that? How do you, let's say in a company, how do you bring this in and not feel like, or not make the company feel like, well, you're getting all woo-woo on me?
Well, as you can, you'll continuously hear me. It's not spiritual.
Yeah.
This is neutrality. This is consciousness. This is everything, physical and non-physical. You have most likely, as any company in the last 20 years, have implemented some type of wellness program.
Yeah.
We have a lot of Catholics. We have a lot of Baptists. We have a lot of atheists in this country. When they think of meditation, they think of Buddhism, and they are immediately turned off. Yep. Wellness programs haven't worked. The woo-woo, the spirituality hasn't worked. This position has a business background, understands the spiritual path, and is bridging the two. This is an individual who works with every level of the company. Because what's been going on is conscious capitalism, conscious management, conscious leadership, which is great. The facilitators are great. This is great information. But they only work with the executives. Well, the executives don't know how to reteach that down to the 90% of their employees. There's a gap. If the executive team does some conscious leadership and they're not really understanding what consciousness is, that may actually bridge, that may actually stretch the gap even more, because they think they've got some tool and it becomes a manipulation for the employees.
Yeah.
Right. The awareness of this position, the understanding of consciousness, the understanding from the customer service, the mid-level managers, the VPs, the C-suite, all of these individuals, this position is 365 days a year, not a month-long program that doesn't care about the other 11 months a year. This is in the trenches, in the emails, in the traveling, in the meetings, like a secret weapon for customer service, secret weapon for the marketing, secret weapon for HR, secret weapon for the CEO. This is a full-time position. And again, technology took over 30 years ago. Everyone knew what was going on. They didn't know how to implement it, so they hired a CTO.
Yeah.
Consciousness, the word, consciousness in general, is the final frontier. Everyone's going to, they're already starting to talk about it. Everyone, more people are going to start to talk about it in great detail. They're going to hear it. They're not going to understand it. They're going to want someone like me on staff who understands a very high level, is very clear, and most importantly, neutral. Neutrality is something this world in and out of business has never had. Because again, since the beginning of time, we believe our side's going to win, the other side's going to lose, and we're all going to go off into a utopic society. The other side feels the same way. There's always been this constant tension. And to your point, it's never been this bad.
Yeah.
And we've never had more access to information. We've never had more access to conscious leadership. We've never had more books on happiness. We've never had more life hacks on how to not burn out and how to keep retention rates up. If we've never had this much information, but everything seems to be going the polar opposite way, what are we missing? We're missing this position. We're missing the neutrality. We're missing consciousness, because conscious is you and I, five senses.
Yep.
Conscious is a verb. I can see you. I can touch you. I can take all of these senses. Conscious, if I get knocked on the head, I'm unconscious. Consciousness is fundamental to our experience and to our reality. It is everything physical and non-physical. Consciousness is a noun. You, me, your thoughts, your mind, the planet, other people, the galaxy, stars, everything is consciousness. Everything you've ever learned, every piece of knowledge, it came through us. Every piece of knowledge is structured in consciousness. We have access to it. So every religion talks about that. We have access to it. That's what they're talking about, consciousness. And it's not spiritual. You can be religious, you can be spiritual, you can be agnostic, you can be Republican, you can be Democrat. Any side that you choose, once you have access to consciousness, you go from here to here. You expand your awareness. When you expand your awareness, things shift. There's less division, less conflict. This position does that.
Okay. So explain to me a little bit about what you do. I mean, are people hiring you? Are you training people to do this role within companies? How do you fit into that ecosystem?
Both. So okay. We've done like 60 podcasts in the past 5 weeks.
Okay.
So what's incredible is most have admitted they would not have had me on as soon as 3 months ago. Mm-hmm. So if you talk about how things are speeding up, what used to take 10 years takes a year, what takes a year now takes a day. The understanding of consciousness, the understanding of the awareness of this position is just skyrocketing. So what I'm looking to do, which I assume is probably going to happen very soon because of the individuals like you and the awareness, I want to be hired on to a very good-sized company. I want to show them what this is about. I want other companies to see that what they're missing out on. And during that, I've had hundreds of people because of this exposure come to me and say, this is my dream job. Show me what I need to do.
Yeah.
So because of my neutrality, because of my understanding of consciousness, I've got quite a few people who cross my path and now I'm working on that. And how do you work on it? You find out where their bias are, their conditioning, the side they choose, and you just start stripping it away.
Mm-hmm.
Because all we've known in this world, our mind only knows, are they for us or are they against us, right? The vast majority is on both one of the two sides. There is a significant group of individuals that are neutral that no one pays attention to. And again, this position, they can't be super spiritual. Mm-hmm. No one would look at me and think I'm spiritual. I'm not wearing mala beads. I'm not talking calm. I'm not talking, it's all love. It's all one. They need to understand business. They need to understand the lingo because 90% of this people in business don't give a shit about spirituality. Mm-hmm. They don't care about meditation. They don't care about the woo-woo, all that stuff. Yeah. None of it. You will never hear me talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if an executive goes off and does a 10-day silent retreat or a psilocybin or someone in customer service sees something or feels something magical, now you have someone on staff who can actually help and talk about that. They can help HR hire different conscious level conscious individuals. They will help marketing come up with new ideas. They're a secret weapon. So yes, I'm looking to get on hired full time. So it becomes like a big deal. People start to pay attention. Companies feel like they're missing out. They start to hire. Well, they're going to thousands of companies. I want this to be a staple. I want this to be taught in universities. I want it to be a part of the MBA and business program. So thousands of companies come. They're going to be looking for this position. I'll be more than happy to train these individuals.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm doing right now.
So your thought process, yes, get hired on with a big company that you can kind of prove this. Do you almost see yourself as that hired gun that they're bringing on board? You're trying to develop that culture within the company so that you can move on to the next one, kind of hire your replacement, or how do you see that?
No, I think this is like a chief technology officer. I want this to be someone who gets in and it's like a family. It's like if the company's 1,000 or 100 or 10,000, I want it to be someone who's in there all the time, not a consultant, not a coach, not a part-time. They help develop because as consciousness shifts on this planet, more and more individuals are starting to wake up. Artificial intelligence. That's something we haven't talked about yet. That's a huge thing. Keeping humanity within the organization as technology takes over. That's going to be another big thing. Secondly, the mental health crisis. There's no coincidence that as consciousness raises on this planet, mental health skyrockets. Now, everyone understanding mental health, they're dealing with the leaf of the tree, not the root. The root of mental health is consciousness. What consciousness does when it raises, it takes everything that we don't want to deal with, everything we've suppressed, and brings clarity to it. So anyone who thinks of clarity, they think it's, I'm just going to see good. Clarity is a good thing. I've wiped the grease off my windshield. Now I can see. Well, you're going to see the good and the not so good of the stuff that you don't want to deal with. So the mental health crisis is because of the shift of consciousness on this planet. Imagine having someone on staff who goes to someone who's never felt the way they felt in 20 years, who's thinking different thoughts, different questions, starting to doubt their beliefs, and thinks they're losing their mind. You're not losing your mind. This is natural. It'll pass. Let me know if you have questions. Rather than going to see a therapist who is going through the same thing and doesn't understand what's going on. So let's get you on a pill. This is the problem. You need to divorce. You don't need to leave your spouse. You don't need to go buy a Corvette. You don't need to leave your job. It's not that. No, when you understand humanity, you understand the mind, you understand consciousness. Doing something really, really drastic when all of a sudden things change is probably the worst thing in the world. just understand it's like growing pains for an 11-year-old who had a 6-inch growth spurt over the summer, right? It sucks in the moment. You're like, God, what's wrong? Is something wrong with my knee? Did I break something? No, it's a growing pain. Turn 12, 13, it just naturally dissolves. For all the people who are struggling right now, like just like I went through my process, it just naturally progresses. You settle in, the mind catches up, consciousness catches up. You understand those thoughts are just something you can observe. It's a whole different ballgame when you understand consciousness, artificial intelligence, mental health crisis, all the stuff that's going on in this world. It all came from consciousness. This person, this individual on staff can help with all of it.
That is cool. I love it. So what do you think the next steps are? I mean, or how are you getting this message out besides 60 podcasts in 2 or 3 weeks? How are you getting this message out there?
The podcast, posting a lot, talking to individuals. I've had quite a few people who have reached out to me through LinkedIn that want to start training. You know, we're training a lot of future chief consciousness officers.
Very cool.
A lot of politicians. Here's the other thing. It's not just business. Imagine having a chief consciousness officer on staff for politics to truly bridge the gap, to truly be bipartisan. Holy hell, that is a big deal. So I've had politicians reach out. I've had executives reach out. I've had just a significant amount of people reach out who now that they know it, they start talking about it. They start presenting it to their company. They start presenting it to their friends. It's just, and to me, this is the best way, the podcast, right? Because you guys have your audience already. It's business. And then we just start spreading it.
That's awesome. Very cool. So what's new in this world? I mean, it is kind of new period, but what's new for you? What's kind of that next step you see in this, you know, beyond where you're at today? What do you see the next step being?
I see it just being a staple in companies. Like it won't need me doing podcasts. It won't need to be like companies will know about it, just like they know about chief technology officers.
Yep.
Right? Because companies do hire, they've got chief spiritual officers, they've got chief happiness officers, they've got chief people officers. That's great. That's great. Happiness, spirituality, people, all of it came from consciousness.
Yep.
The big thing they're missing is the neutrality. Even spiritual people aren't neutral. Because spirituality is just the heads of the tails of the religious coin. And a lot of people who go screaming off to the right and do spirituality, like I did, I'm speaking from direct experience, they think it's better. It's just different. So you got to have someone on staff who understands there's no good or bad, right or wrong. There's just different. And everyone within that organization, 100 employees, 1,000 employees, they're all going to have different experiences. To try and box them into a religious background or a spiritual background, a Republic background or Democrat, or you should do it this way because I did it. That's why we have issues so much as humanity, because we're trying to, not only are people telling everyone this is the way, because it's their way and it worked for them, so they think it's going to work for everyone else. But the people who are really lost, like I was, and you start looking, if you cross someone that's charismatic with confidence, you're going to think it's the way. And most likely, you're going to do it. It's not going to work for you. And it's going to create an expectation that can't be met. You're going to be frustrated and you're going to feel more lost.
Yeah.
There's 8 billion people. There's 8 billion paths. It's your path. Nothing that any book or anyone tells you is right or wrong. It may not be right or wrong for you.
Yeah. So how do you deliver it? I mean, it sounds great. I will give you that. How do you deliver this inside of a company? Let's say you've got a 1,000-person company. How do you deliver this message or however we want to put it to 1,000 people at the same time?
Very subtly and over time.
Okay.
The CEO, he or she would report to the CEO, but they'd have no authority over anything else. Yeah. You would have meetings with all the C-suite executives to help them better understand what this position is and specifically what it is not. Once they even get a glimpse of what this position does, this position will not have enough time in the day because they'll become a secret weapon for everyone.
Sure.
For every department, right? You delivered at the watering hole when customer service and Susie and Ed come up and they're arguing about politics. They realize how neutral they are. They realize that when you ask questions, you're not for them or against them. Everyone within the organization, through emails, through meetings, through traveling with them, through at the watering hole, through sitting at lunch, through just randomly passing each other within the hall. I know it's 1,000 people. I know people think that's a lot, when you really are there day in and day out, not just like a 2-week program or 4-week program for the top 20 executives. When you're in there day in and day out, that subtle shift is a lot more profound, and it impacts all 1,000 people because management starts to pay attention, executive starts to pay attention. Wow. Everyone really starts to understand what consciousness is, what conscious leadership is, how it can work 12 months a year, how it works every day, how you can really help your employees, how it can help you at home. Because usually what we've done, because this position's so brand new, is we do a 2-week program, a 4-week program.
Yeah.
Right? That's perfectly fine.
Those the way people are it's the way it's delivered in big companies. Yep.
That's the way it's delivered. Does it ever filter down to the vast majority of the employees? Exactly. This position.
Well, I mean, even if it is delivered to the vast majority of employees, you know, it's how it's reinforced afterward. You know, I did corporate sales training for one of the largest financial services firms. You know, if you didn't reinforce it over time, and it wasn't ingrained into the culture of the business, you know, I mean, you go to training, you get out, you're all excited about it, you've got tons of notes that get put in a drawer, and then nothing ever happens beyond that.
Well, and here's the other thing this position does. There is a story of a student finding a teacher, very excited to learn, sits down with the teacher and says, I'm ready. Teacher says, great. Starts to pour a cup of tea. Tea starts to overflow the sides. Student looks at the teacher and says, tea's full, you could stop. Teacher says, exactly. How do you expect me to teach you anything new with your mind like this cup of tea? Yeah. So the sales corporate training, the conscious leadership, the executive training, all of these classes, all of these coaches, they're trying to put information into a mind that's already full and overflowing. The chances of any of that stuff being absorbed and utilized, minimal at best. Yet these companies spend millions of dollars on these type of trainings. This position creates a larger cup for everyone inside the company. So this position, when a corporate trainer comes through like you, the chances of that information having the space to be used and utilized skyrockets.
Sure.
Skyrockets, because everyone's got a larger cup.
I love it.
We're going from here. And it's not religious. It's not spiritual. We'll take in anyone at any level of the company, no matter what their beliefs are, and we're giving them a bigger cup. We're giving them a bigger awareness.
Love it. I love it. Well, Charlie, let's shift gears and talk a little bit about the fast five questions now.
Let's go.
All right. So you wake up in the morning. Business is gone. You have $500 in your pocket, a laptop computer, a place to live, food and clothing. What do you do first?
The same thing. Figure out something with consciousness within humanity. How to expand it.
I love it. Absolutely. Well, you know what you do at that point. What's the biggest business mistake you've ever made?
Being too loose with money, too nice, thinking that I was supposed to take away everyone's problems and help them when that was probably a lesson they needed to learn. I'd be a lot better off if I was just a little bit more conservative and understood money and investing more.
Yeah, that's wow. I mean, money is the killer of so many businesses. It's amazing.
Yep.
So, what's a good book that you'd recommend for our audience?
Truth Has No Sides.
Love it.
Just for the simple fact of understanding both sides are creating the same division and conflict the world wants to rid itself of.
Absolutely. What's a good tool that you use in your business every day that you might recommend?
Consciousness. And for those who understand the water analogy, maybe consciousness is the first time you're hearing about it. Just Google it. It's like the 4-minute mile. It was impossible until someone ran.
Until somebody did it. Yep.
Consciousness makes no sense until you search it up and realize you are it. Once you realize you are it, you could tap into it all.
Final question. What is your definition of freedom?
Consciousness. Everything's consciousness. It is pure. It is unadulterated. It's neutral.
Yeah.
Everything that you and I came from. Before our bias, before our conditioning, before the way we were taught, before the coexist stickers, before the religions, the Democrat, all that, everything came from consciousness. Consciousness is freedom. It's going to expand your awareness and allow you to be less rigid and more open to everyone around you, which is the less division of conflict.
I love that. So if somebody is interested in learning a little bit more about you, the stuff that you're working on, where's the best place to find you?
LinkedIn, and I'm sure you'll put that in the show notes. So
yes,
I want to take them to a website. I want to take them to LinkedIn. They get to see what this position is, what it's not. They get to see the conversation. LinkedIn, please.
Love it. Fantastic. Well, Charlie, thank you for being on the show. Thank you for sharing this. I mean, yes, I knew about consciousness, but I think you've taken it kind of to a much higher level in a lot of instances, and I can see how it can be integrated into a business.
Yes.
At this point. Yep. So I'm really excited to see how this goes for you as you get this out there more, and hopefully it becomes more of a position that companies just go, yeah, we have to have this position inside the company, because I think we'll be more successful together if we can kind of be a little bit more neutral in our approach and understand how everybody else is thinking and how that it's two sides of a coin quite often.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you, Jeff. And like you said, with consciousness, you said at a much higher level, but we also brought it to a very simple, practical level for everyone, yep, which is what we need.
Yep, absolutely. Well, folks, thank you for joining us. Make sure you reach out to Charlie if you're interested in this. Check him out on LinkedIn. We'll put that in the show notes page. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel and also give us an upvote. Love to have those. Love to know that you're out there. So thanks a lot, and we'll see you guys back here the very next time.
Thank you for listening to the Freedom Nation Podcast. You can find us on Apple Podcasts and all the major channels. Wherever you're listening, please subscribe to the channel and leave a rating and review. If you have friends and family that could benefit from their own Freedom Day, please share with them. Finally, join Freedom Nation by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.